Hello, it's the 18th of October. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Last Tuesday's Bedfordshire Police and Crime Panel addressed the issue of Beds Police attending a site following a burglary. Festus Akinbusoy, the Bedfordshire Police and Crime Commissioner, praised officers for being an initiative leader of other police departments across the country. He also said that Beds Police were ahead of similar announcements given by the Home Secretary. Central Bedfordshire Councillor Gareth McKay, while impressed, was also sceptical given the resource limitations of the police. Trevor Ruddenhurst, the Acting Chief Constable, responded that due to limited resources, the police will always prioritise around risk, threat and harm. He also said that distinctions would need to be made between attending burglaries and other types of crime like vandalism that might occur on a property. Bedford Borough Council is expecting to hand out over 6,500 food vouchers to cover the meals of eligible children during the October half-term school holiday. Each child will receive support with a value of £15 to cover the week-long school break. An Upper Caldicot resident's complaints regarding littering offences has led to a man being fined. Paper bags and wrappers from McDonald's and KFC were found at a verge on Ickwell Road. Receipts stapled to the bags from two Hatfield fast food locations led to environmental protection officers identifying the suspects through CCTV. The offender was questioned and accepted responsibility. His £300 fine was reduced to £150 due to early payment. High Street Safari, along with Leighton Linslade City Council, have introduced Totally Spook Out, a free, family-friendly Halloween trail. The interactive experience, which runs until the end of the month, allows participants to choose what happens on the path with the help of their smartphones. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.